lots and lots of selling.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The past 24 hours have not been kind to the world's stock markets. Just a lot of things happening at once. The dollar keeps weakening. Oil prices are still climbing. Morgan Stanley said it lost almost $4 billion from subprime investments. GM lost $39 billion in the last quarter. So stock prices are falling this morning. In Asia, the markets lost 3%. European shares are down about 1% so far. The Dow is coming off a 360-point plunge. It's at 13,300. The S&P 500 fell almost 3% yesterday to 1475. The NASDAQ dropped 76 to start the morning at 2748. So that's the backdrop for Ben Bernanke's visit to Capitol Hill today. The Federal Reserve Chairman will surely get quizzed by Congress on where this economy is headed. Paul Brandis has more.
The Fed has two worries, inflation and a slowing economy, but each has a very different remedy. Raising interest rates controls inflation, but lowering them stimulates the economy. Last week, the Fed cut a key interest rate by 0.25%, but it's likely to be the last move for now. According to economist Alan Meltzer of Carnegie Mellon University, he says the challenge for Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke is twofold.
The economy is, he sees, as balanced between the possibility of a downturn and a possibility of inflation. So he's going to try to maintain a stable policy and avoid both risks.
Meltzer thinks inflation will be the Fed's greater concern going forward, thanks to surging oil prices.
I think that represents a much more serious threat to the cost structure of American enterprise and to consumer spending.
In fact, he adds it's likely to overshadow the downturn in the housing market. In Washington, I'm Paul Brandis for Marketplace.
Retailers aren't usually very subtle about the holiday season. Deck the halls, pipe in the Christmas music, hit you over the head. But with the economic conditions the way they are, one retailer is looking for a little edge this weekend. Here's Lisa Napoli.
Electronics retailer Best Buy has sent out an exclusive invitation to its top customers, inviting them to a private sale on Sunday night, chock full of freebie gift cards and deals on flat panel TVs.
What they're doing is inviting those that have spent over a certain amount, but they want people to feel like it's exclusive.
That's electronics analyst Adam Levin. He says by keeping it small, Best Buy is trying to do what high-end retailers do all the time.
The key is they're trying to find a way to connect with their best spending customers on a more regular basis.
University of Michigan marketing professor Aradhana Krishna says in this ultra-competitive holiday season, it makes sense to woo your frequent buyers. Another bonus, Krishna says, a private sale like the one Best Buy is having is likely to get customers to buy electronics as holiday gifts. In Los Angeles, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Introducing ThriveQ, an online tool that helps you know where you stand on your path to retirement. More at ThriveQ.com. And by Medtronic, partnering with physicians, patients, and diabetes educators to provide better glucose control for long-term diabetes management. Medtronic.com. And by BNY Mellon Wealth Management. Since 1784, helping successful individuals and families protect and maximize wealth. BNYMellonWealthManagement.com.
Business Week magazine is tallying votes this week for its list of the best young entrepreneurs in the country. They have to be 25 or under. We thought it'd be fun to meet one of these people. Brian Sims is CEO of Brass Media, based in Oregon. Brian publishes a magazine about money targeted to young people. When he was 19, he dropped out of college and gave up a full scholarship to pursue this business. Brian, was the magazine successful at that time?
No. Yeah. It was definitely not successful, and there was a lot of people that were pretty skeptical and saying, oh, why are you leaving school? You're not going to get another shot with scholarships like this. And so, I mean, it was the middle of 2003, and we were trying to raise money for a company starting a lifestyle money magazine out of Corvallis, Oregon. So not exactly a lot of people were investing in the idea at the time.
So why in the world would you drop out of school to do that when you had no idea if it would work?
Well, because of the fact that I'd started the company and then my dad was working at the company, I came home from school one time, was talking with him and my mom about things, and they said that, like most parents said, we want you to stay in school and to get a degree. But in the same conversation, basically said that if Brass didn't get off the ground, that they were going to have to file for bankruptcy because we had, you know, put everything we had into it. And so I decided to leave school, move back home with my parents, and to focus on getting the business off the ground full time.
Now, I read a quote that you said you were trying to run your company like ESPN.
Mm-hmm.
Explain that.
Well, ESPN is a great model of a media company because they take a topic that people are interested in, so sports, and they put it in all types of different channels. So if you want ESPN, you know, you can go watch it on TV. You can go to their website. You can watch a video on their website. You can get stats on your cell phone from score updates. So the same idea with, you know, this generation of people, they want to get information on their watch and where they want it. So we're trying to position our company to offer information about money in all those different types of channels.
Give me an example of a story that I would read in your magazine that I wouldn't read, say, in Fortune or Forbes or any of the adult publications.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's a couple things that I think make us a lot different. And one is just the whole style of how we produce content. We're very much sound bites of information. So we have tips, stats, lists. With this generation, they don't necessarily want to read 5 or 10 pages in an in-depth article. So that's kind of an overarching thing that's a little bit different. And as far as articles go, ours are just a lot more lifestyle-focused. So whether that's how you can save money on road tripping with friends or what is a credit score and just kind of understanding the basics of what a credit score is. We also feature young people who are just starting to make it, and whether they're athletes, entrepreneurs, musicians, just kind of young people doing amazing things.
All right, Brian Sims, age 24, CEO of Brass Media. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Business Week will announce its top young entrepreneur on Monday. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.